Welcome
back
to Tay Time Podcast. How's everyone? How's everything? Hope you guys are good. I'm hoping you guys are having a good whatever time it is, whenever you're seeing this. Mm-hmm. And you know, it is be like that.
Happy Saturday if you're watching this on launch day or whatever.
Exactly, 6 p.m. Irish Standard Time.
Sharp.
Yeah, every
week. Be there, be square.
We haven't missed a week yet. We don't plan
on missing. Isn't that crazy? I feel like it's kind of crazy because it's been over two years.
Not really, because I and yourself are very, very strict about things like that.
Consistency.
So I think it would be very unlikely for us to miss a thing like we do. Like even when we know we're gone for a long period of time, like Japan, for example. It was because of Japan. I think we went to Trelew before it. Mm-hmm. Either way, it was like 3 weekends. So we were pre-recorded 3 episodes.
Everything was pre-recorded.
So like we did it. Oh, a trip there for New York. We had to record 4 episodes because we had to record both those 2 weeks and the Patreon. And we did it. So like, you know, we're very consistent with our work.
Yeah.
That's one thing where we are.
But I think obviously enjoying it really helps.
Obviously,
like,
yeah.
And don't get me wrong, like, I think pre-recording, like, a lot is not fun.
Obviously, but it's just because it's not even just fun, not fun. It's, like, it's just not as good overall in the sense of, like, your content is a little bit out of date or so. Like, it's, you know, or whatever. Like, once again, it's fine when it's the Reddit stories and stuff like that. Like, topics and stuff.
Patreon, or whatever.
But if it's... like some like things like this when we're catching up, you can't do that, you know. It's
like a pre-recorded,
yeah, exactly. And that's part of the reason why we also said we wanted to do a lot more catch-ups, because as well, like, it just kind of does get stale when you have so many like just normal things and not what's going on right now. Like, people, as much as you want to hear whatever, they also want to, like, even like if you're talking about a topic, usually before you talk about a topic you talk about other things, and they want to hear like your thoughts on maybe what's going on, a little conversation, so
maybe that's something that we could incorporate in our normal episodes anyway. Like,
we do with the weekly stand-up,
but as in we can make it a bit longer or a bit more,
but usually our weekly stand-ups run pretty well, to be honest. As in, like, we run them, like, they usually run like about 6 minutes long.
Like a 15.
But what I mean as in the sense of like it's running at least 15, I mean 6 minutes along, right. You know, like base.
And speaking of which, what's your weekly stand-up?
My weekly stand-up is part of the reason I'm gonna talk this week, but so I'm not gonna talk about that because obviously that's for later on. But recently, what's it called, Nicola and I finished a few things, a few animes there, and I've just been in a kind of limbo. This is what my weekly stand-up is, my limbo.
Limbo,
where like I finish a few things, a few animes, a few whatever, a few games, whatever, and I just don't know what to do. As in, like, I don't, like, there's some series that I'm interested in starting, and then some interest, and but then they're long and I have to put invest time into that. And then there are also some series that I'm like, there's some other ones I'd like to see, like, especially games as well. So I'm in our real first world problem of having too much abundant of choice. I have too many options. And usually this doesn't affect me, but I've noticed it's affecting me right now, that I have too many options and I don't know what to commit to.
Hey,
so I'm not committing to anything.
Evolutionary wise, this is normal for you to feel.
Lol. Yeah, but no, honestly, like, so I'm like, usually I'm very good at committing things, but right now I'm not really trying to commit to anything. Personally, also because I have other ongoings in my own personal life that I'm not talking about here, that make me be like, oh, I'm a little bit more focused on those things. So I definitely don't want to distract myself away from that thing in comparison to like committing to a show and whatever and whatnot. So that's part of the reason why I'm having this indecisiveness, you know, of situations. And I think it's going to continue for at least a good bit in the foreseeable future while I'm wrapping up other things.
I feel so bad for you.
Yeah,
this must be so difficult to deal with.
Oh my god, so difficult. How about you? What's your weekly stand-up?
Actually, and this is just because I just said it to you there, and I've decided that this is my weekly stand-up, But one of my friends was over, right? And Farouk was just kind of like explaining evolutionary things to us. And like, he played a Kurz Gesagt video. And it was basically saying how we have advanced a lot as a society in terms of technological advancements, you know, medicine, like a lot of different things. But our bodies and like minds, whatever, haven't actually evolved with it. So like, we are still kind of like in our
brain is still biologically like more like a hunter-gatherer, yes, caveman than it is in 21st yes century spaceships and a artificial intelligence.
Exactly. So I find that so interesting, because that just tells me that so many emotions and like different scenarios that we're dealing with, like, it's normal for us to overreact, underreact, not know how to react, because we're not, like, mentally, we don't know how to deal with this. We're not equipped with the tools to deal with this, you know? Such a beautiful way to put it. You know, equipped. Anyways, and, like, I just found that so interesting, because it let me reflect a lot on things that are impacting me emotionally, because emotional intelligence is a huge topic, right?
Mm.
Like, so much talk around it, so much like therapy and like whatnot, and I think that's what's helping us evolve. That's the evolution that's happening, but that's only kind of recent, right? And what's helping me is like knowing that it's okay for me to not know how to feel about certain things, you know, and it's okay for myself to allow myself to feel confused in certain situations, because I'm like, I don't think I need to know how to deal with this. Yeah. You know, I don't feel like I should know how to deal with this or whatever. So that's my weekly stand up.
No, that's very fair. I think it is definitely one of those things that like we are progressing very, very fast, mm-hmm, but obviously our brains are, and biology are still not keeping up. And I think it's pretty good to be acutely aware, mm-hmm, of that situation in your own.
But it was like
life,
a,
you know,
like my third eye open.
Your third eye open.
When I heard that.
When you heard that, insane.
Like, I genuinely found it so intriguing, because I think it explains a lot about, like, us being irrational human beings, mm, in a lot of different situations, because we don't know how to deal with it. Like, of course we don't know how to deal with it.
It's like, why am I reacting like this, yeah, to this thing or whatever, whatever? Yeah,
why do I feel like this? Or trying to process feelings because of situations that, like, we're not used to being in. This is very, like, first-time experience, you know, that kind of thing. So, it's just very interesting to me.
Yeah, no, honestly, I think the topic is pretty cool. And, sorry, like, the way it works and just trying to figure out how everything, like, how we navigate, that's just the thing for all humans, just trying to navigate this world that we live, mm-hmm, in and whatever age that we're in at the time, and trying to, you know, get to some kind of, mm, at no point, whatever you want to call it, you know, with that. That's a thing. That's, yeah, a thing that we got to do. But funny enough, I think even if we were to super, super advance even more, I still don't think our brains are going to ever really catch up, or even, I don't think our brains would ever be able to even move on to like 21st century kind of like,
yeah,
thing. I just think like, in the end of the day, we're still animals, you know, that are just smarter than other animals, yeah, and we're navigating a bunch of tools.
I feel like this could so be like a whole episode, especially because I found it so interesting to hear about the artificial people that are being made, not AI, but rather like,
oh, like genetic babies, modifications, yeah, and stuff like,
yeah,
that,
yeah, yeah,
with CRISPR.
That's such an interesting topic that we could definitely like make an episode about. But
yeah, absolutely. But what was meant to be my other weekly stand-up that I was going to discuss is, you all know, you've all been talking about it, everyone's been talking about it, Twitter's been talking about it, TikTok's been talking about it, Instagram's been talking about it, everyone's talking about it. Even Facebook probably talking about it there, whatever,
probably,
old heads are there.
Probably.
This whole We Don't Trust You and We Still Don't Trust You album from Metro Boomin and Future taking shots
fired
at Drizzy Drake, Champagne Poppy, Mr. Man himself. Can you imagine being Drake, waking up when they've dropped We Don't Trust You? Next thing you know, shots.
But my question is, how does he know it's about him? Like, what if he's just like, it could just be about anyone?
For all the dogs getting buried, all these little snipe. Come on now. Come on now.
What if it's simply coincidence?
No. And you know, the funny thing is, he probably knew somewhat murmurs about what was going on, because like the rap game is big but small at the same time, especially where they are at. Maybe someone worked with someone and said like, yo, Driz, you better be wary. Like, some guys are, you know, getting ready. But the whole situation is kind of crazy because, so during the time, actually, I was, what's it called? Fasting. I was trying not to listen to music. This is my first time ever doing it in Ramadan. I tried not to listen to music and everything. And then obviously,
You succeeded.
I succeeded. But obviously, I still heard snippets of it, like on TikTok and stuff and whatnot. But I didn't listen to the whole song until just there, literally a few days ago. Mm-hmm. Listened to the first album, and then the second album just dropped today, and I listened to that.
This is so fresh off honestly, the press.
It's fresh off the press. So everyone's been talking about Like That, you know, mm-hmm. which is Future and Kendrick Lamar. Like that? You know, and Kendrick dropped that amazing verse where he kind of says, not big trees, just big me. You know, and like, I'm the best in rap game. You know, like, you guys understand. And like, a bunch of lyricism. And everyone raves about Kendrick's verse, and absolutely rightfully so. Like, Kendrick's verse is freaking amazing. Mm-hmm. But, hot take, I do believe, what's it called? Drake is done for. Clip that.
Dun, dun, dun.
Drake is done for. Because Future's verse was actually better, in my opinion.
Okay.
In the sense of, Future was saying to him, oh, you're not really from the gutter. You're not really with it. You're a preppy boy. You don't really understand this rap game. You're just making pop songs. Essentially, that's what he was inferring mm-hmm. from my listening and my mm-hmm. opinion. So I think like that's a lot more disrespectful than what Kendrick was saying. Like, Kendrick was at least challenging him as a rapper himself, saying like, I'm just a better rapper than you. Whereas I felt like Future was saying that, like, yo, you ain't even about this life.
You ain't about this life.
You ain't about this life. You ain't about this life.
And what, like, what an insult, you know? Because it's one thing to be like, I'm better at you than this, versus like, you don't even belong here. Like,
exactly. You don't even belong here.
You're not worth my time.
Man was saying, you don't even belong here. And it's crazy because then you have all these other people on the album, right? Who are meant to be, who we know some people don't like Drake, some people who do like Drake. And like, for example, I know The Weeknd and him have had a little bit of a rocky, you know, time recently. And, you know, The Weeknd even said that, oh, like, he's never doing any more features, right?
After?
No, in before this.
Oh.
And then he featured on the freaking album, which showed that when he heard we dissing Drake, he's like, I want to be there. I need to be there. And then in the We Still Don't Trust You, I was shocked. Little Baby was on this thing. Mm. And the thing is, I don't think it's like old, because like, in the sense of like, a lot of the second half of the album is where you see the kind of like shots again, is like, I don't think it's old because it seems pretty recent, like with the way they were rapping and the like intros and stuff like that. And Lil Baby, the guy who was on Yes Indeed, like Drake was on Yes Indeed. He was on, what's it called? All You Want, I can't remember the name of the song, the one with Drake's song. With Lil Baby and like all these things, and I'm just like, yo, that's crazy. Like, you really out here. Like, I thought this was your boy, you know. But and it's, and like, once again, he didn't diss Drake.
Yeah.
But just being in association right now,
did
when
he know, like,
once again, we don't know. Like, we need to hear from Lil Baby. Lil Baby guys, like Rick Ross as well. Like, yo, Rick Ross, he did the whole,
like, obviously Metro, Future, these are guys like well known, like, to they're collab.
They
collab with a lot of different artists.
Exactly.
So if maybe like Lil Baby was like, oh, I was asked to be on this, of course I was gonna go.
There's a possibility there, yeah, but I don't know. At the same time, like,
but I have a question though.
ASAP Rocky.
Yeah. Oh,
crazy!
He went hard.
Yeah, he went in on Drake on show of hands. He said to him, saying like, "Yo, I was there. I hit it before you birthed your son. Flacco was there first, you know." And not only, and then he's like, "Oh, women crying, men over crying over women, because, you know, like, obviously he got Rihanna and Drake didn't." Like,
crazy.
What? I never even knew Rocky had beef with Drake. Where is this coming from? Because this wasn't like, oh, this wasn't rap, like, once again, this is not like Kendrick saying I'm better than you rapping. Yeah. This was him directly attacking him, attacking Drake.
So what was it that led the rap community to wake up and be like, you know what? Fuck that Drake guy.
That's what I want to know. Like, it seems, well, we know that Metro and Future were beefing Drake. We know those two. Like, well we know Metro was beefing Drake. Apparently, and Future was also beefing Drake due to, like, even though they did songs together, and we know, like, you know, a lot of the songs that they've done together recently. But apparently after, like, due to tours or whatever things, like, they... Drake and Future had a falling out. Some people tried to lie and say it was for, like, they were saying, like, oh, it was for a woman. But it wasn't. That was, like, disproven, like, whatever. That it was ever between them. It wasn't. We knew these guys were too big to be fighting over a woman. No offense. Like, like, these guys can have pretty much any woman in the world. They're not going to beef over one woman, right?
You know.
They're too big for that. So, like, it seems like it was in relation to, like, a few other things or whatever. And then Metro... and him, that's not fully clear, but they were beefing anyway. Like, there's people you can look up online that have more, like, conspiracy theories about what it would and, like, all these things. But we know those two are beefing. And then this is something I was discussing with my brother as well this morning, actually, when I was talking to him. Because he was saying that, oh, man, to think that all these people are coming after you, like, envy and jealousy, like, you're really the biggest. I was like, no, not necessarily. Like, don't get me wrong. Drake's got the numbers.
He does.
No one can take that away from Drake. Drake's got the numbers, right? And he's got them pop numbers too, you know, like pop type numbers. That's why there's a pretty valid point about the thing. But it cannot just be, I mean, there's obviously a degree of envy and jealousy there for some of those people. Because, like, for example, Nav, he's not even in this situation. He apparently unfollowed Drake or whatever. You know, he's a rap, you've heard his stuff anyway, but he unfollowed Drake or whatever. And, like, obviously you have a few other, as I said, a few people on this album that you would never expect to be on this album because of their closeness. So I'm saying, like, you can't just coerce a bunch of people to beef Drake, right, out of nowhere, unless there is something there, as they called it, we don't trust you. Maybe he's done things to make them feel that way, to feel slighted, to feel they can't trust him, and they were like, you know what, fuck you. Because let's be honest, that whole album wasn't just aimed at him. It's just a part of it. But it's kind of crazy that they just got this. They, as you said, woke up the rap game to be like, hey yo, Drake, fuck you,
fuck that you. Guy.
That's crazy.
I think so. Like, cause I can see where your brothers come from in terms of, like, I'd be flattered if someone, like, I was so much living in someone's head rent free that they're making a whole, like, thing about it. But the other side, I'd really want to know, like, where they're coming from. Like, what's the tea? The sauce, because it's not like Future, Metro, very big guys in the industry. Kendrick, very big guys in the industry. You know, it's not like Nav or whatever.
Yeah, they have no reason to, you know, feel envy, you know, and jealousy, I mean, towards Drake.
You know what I mean? Like, you they're know, selling out, they're, like Metro.
They might not be the number one artist in the game, but they're
Metro Boomin isn't even an artist. He's, you know, he's a
producer,
like a very good producer. So he's not even competing there. But, like, it's just, I don't know. It's just, I want to know, like, what?
The question is, will Drake respond?
Will Drake respond?
Like, Drake doesn't have to respond. Who is it? Joe Budden put it pretty good in his podcast. He's like, Drake doesn't have to respond. He really doesn't have to respond. And honestly, I said that as well to, like, my friends. Or, like, Drake doesn't have to respond. Drake is so big that he literally does not have to respond. But out of principle, if he really wants to show that he is with it and with the rap game, he has to respond. Because if he doesn't respond, he's just... you do go like, let the numbers talk. Let the numbers talk.
As I feel like says, I can see, you know? Drake respond just because he's sassy. Like, I feel like it's just in his character.
But Drake doesn't really respond like that. We know for a fact. Like, it was the meme was like, oh, Drake, it's like him, like, being quiet. Like, it's like this Drake when anyone that isn't a B-list or C-list artist or a woman disses him, you know? Because as in, like, he's like the last time he responded was to Pusha T. That whole Pusha T situation,
right?
You know, that was the last time we know he responded for, and in that situation he released Duppy Freestyle. You know, where that was a pretty
cold. Like, it's like, oh, you know, he's like.
But even at that, like, it wasn't his own song that he went out of his way to.
No, it was. Duppy Freestyle was his.
But it's not like the Daily Duppy thing.
No. He actually made a song
okay.
to this Pusha
okay,
T.
Okay, that's fit. That's a response.
He responded. He full on responded. And that's the point, as in, like, if Drake is going to respond to Pusha over the. And you could arguably say that Pusha's situation was worse because he actually outed him to the world. He outed his son. And yeah. He didn't want his son to be out there.
Yeah.
That's a different scenario. This, though, is a close second. Because it's one thing for one guy to say, I am a better rapper than you.
Yeah.
It's another thing for guys to actually aim at you and be like, you ain't shit. We don't trust you. You ain't about this life. As a rapper, having your pride on the line, whether you have the numbers or not, you have to respond. Yeah. You know, like, if he does, there's only two ways out of this. He doesn't respond and he's just like, yo, I am Drake. I am the pop, ultimate pop star. You know, I am Michael Jackson, as he says. And, you know, I don't have to respond to you guys. You know, fuck you guys saying I'm not part of the rap game. Let the numbers talk. Fair. No one can really give him shit. The numbers are talking. But street credibility wise, rap game wise, it's definitely going to take a hit on his legacy. Because you can't have that many people shoot at you and you say that you're a rapper for real. You might have the numbers, but they might not say you're not with the culture for like that. And then the second thing is he responds. And if he does something crazy, does like a freaking super good song, well, that's breezy. And then who was that? I can't remember who I was talking to. The difference is Kendrick and like all those guys making songs, like they get played a little bit in the clubs, but not really. Drake's diss is gonna be played in the clubs.
Yeah,
they're gonna play Drake's diss in the clubs.
I was about to say, like, I can literally imagine being in a club and they're playing like that, followed by Drake.
Yeah, you know,
and
like
it's just like one after the other.
It'd be pretty interesting, honestly. Like, I think it's exciting times. I think we needed something like this.
Ferg's ready. He's honestly excited. I think
we really needed something like this. Everyone was too relaxed. Everyone was too chill.
It was Ramadan, you know.
You know, no, even for the last few years, everyone's been too chill. The last time we had anything interesting in the rap game was this whole Pusha T Drake situation. To be
really?
Honest.
That's a lot. You know, beef.
Well, we had the whole Meg Thee Stallion having beef with who was it? I think it was Cardi. I'm not too sure.
There was some girl drama. There's yeah, drama, you know,
but even them, like, Meg Thee Stallion really shut that down real quick. She dropped her, like, song, boom, done. Like, it wasn't even a competition. Whereas in this scenario, you have some pretty big heads going against each other.
Okay.
You know, like, yeah. You know, and so I'm pretty interested and I'm excited to see where this goes. Honestly. It's saucy.
That's what I was trying to go for, but it didn't work for me.
But yeah, no.
Yeah, that's pretty big highlight.
Yeah, it's a pretty massive highlight, guys. Let me not lie. You know, I'm going to clip that. I'm going to get some clips.
How is it for you not listening to music during Ramadan?
Yeah, that one was actually pretty difficult for me. Let me not lie. Like,
everybody knows Luke is a big music head. Like, he's always, like, up with the latest albums. Like, he'll always play songs in the car as soon as they drop. Like, fresh off the press on a Friday. So how is it for you to
as everyone knows, I'm very big indulger when it comes to music. So, like, not listening to music was actually pretty tough for me. Especially when, like, I would hear like little snippets on TikTok, you know, and that's what part of the reason as well why I kind of reduced my TikTok thing at the time as well during Ramadan, just to try to avoid those things. But also at the same time, it's like I always knew I liked music and loved music. I didn't realize how much I loved it until like I was like,
how big of a part it.
Yeah, exactly. In your life. Like I was like such a crack addict. Like, you know, I was just like, oh my god. Can't wait to get my fix. I can't wait for Ramadan over to get my fix. You know, like, you know, I was scratching, itching, you know, for like listening to music. And I was just like singing. Like, there were so many times you'd even hear me yourself, you know, I'd just be singing random songs that came to my head just because of how much like I was
to hear something
or whatever. You know, it was really crazy or anything.
I told
about
you
it.
I'll sing for you.
Yeah, but it wasn't hard either. Like, you know, like okay. It was pretty calm. Like, when in the car, I was just listening to radio. In the gym, I listened to either the podcast, but eventually near the end, I just stopped and just started just focusing in on like my workouts instead and just like focusing on my breathing. So I wasn't really listening to anything. I was just like my ears went blocked and my mind went numb, you know, like I was just like going, working out. So definitely, like, I do realize how big of a part music was in my life and how much I held it to high regard, you know, and I like always consider
music. Did it make you, okay, did it make you appreciate music obviously so much more to the point that you're like, I need to listen to this every day because one day I'm going to die and not going to have it, you know, like I want to know that I listen to everything? Or did it make you be appreciate like more quiet moments or listen to the radio on, you know, the in the car? Or
yeah, it didn't, like, definitely didn't make me be like, oh my God, I have to listen to music every day because I'm going to die. No, but it did make me realize that, yo, the radio isn't that bad.
It's actually not, you know.
You know, because obviously, like, people are like, radio, don't they believe me? No, I was listening to News Talk. Shout out to them. They held me down in my car drives.
I think they're the only, like, program that doesn't play music. So it's just constant people.
It was just, News Talk is just constant people talking, like, news and other things. And it was actually pretty informative. Like, News Talk actually had a lot of interesting, like, discussions. Had a lot, they were very updated, obviously, with the news. And it was just had interesting people on talking about different things. And as someone who, like myself, who enjoys podcasts, enjoys news and enjoying knowing what's going on in the world and everything, especially now, like in general, I'm just like that. And obviously, like, Irish news is something that I'm kind of exposed to, but not too exposed to. It was pretty interesting, like, getting that consistently. And I was like, yo, actually, I really did actually enjoy having it. And it was pretty informative and things like that. So honestly, like, I wouldn't dog, like, if you guys just don't have a thing, use News Talk, honestly. Like, unless you're like, you hate the news and it's boring as hell for you, then
but obviously, like, don't really waste your shouldn't time, but be boring if you're a full-grown adult living in a country.
Like, do you believe that? You know, that's something we should discuss. Stigma, like, do you think you have to be listening to news and all that? Because, you know, like, a lot of people back in the day when we were younger would be like, oh my God, yeah, when you're an adult, you do these adult things. Do you really think
definitely when I was younger, it was obviously meaningless to me, like, the news. Like, I didn't care. But I think as you grow up, 100%, you should be in touch with what's going on in the world. And I think if you don't, then obviously you're in a really privileged position to not care what's happening, because things like that are, like, on the news, things like taxes or upcoming votes or, like, things like that. These are important things that can help shape your life, your future kids' lives, whatever. If you're not planning to have kids, think about other people, you know, how it could impact them. And I think listening and knowing what's happening is important. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying go listen to the radio, but even, like, there's so much information on TikTok, like, you know, Claire from Ireland, that's giving a lot of information about the news. Yeah. That's where I get my most of my source for Irish news.
Yeah.
Like, I think these things are important. Like, I think it's important to know what's happening. It's important to vote. I'm not seeing that much trend of, like, people our age voting. So I think we should really get more tuned in. Like, it's not boring. This is, like, aren't we the people that are meant to running the world? Like,
this is our life.
It's impacting us. Like,
yeah, but I think it, like, the news is very, for most people, it is quite boring because, like, they don't really, it's the way it's presented as well. Like, okay. You know, it's just information. And I think, like, you have to kind of, like, be interested in it from a younger age. Like, I was.
See, here's the thing. When I say, like, stay in tune, it doesn't mean listen to the news. You could, but
even
read, like,
I'm talking about even reading. I think people just
anything. People avoid the news.
Yeah,
how much of a privileged position do you need to be to avoid the news?
Well, it's not even a privileged position. I think
do
people
you think
just
so?
Don't. I don't think people just don't have interest in it. And obviously,
but why do you have no interest in what's happening in the current economic market?
Economic client,
you know,
climate of your fucking
whatever. Like, Jaden Smith said. Saying.
Whatever. Yeah, have you seen all the memes? Side note, sorry. Of Jaden Smith. Like, everyone's like, man, we should have listened to Jaden Smith about his economic problems as well.
Yeah.
Due to the fact that because his girlfriend is hot, they're like, all the boys are like saying, like, oh man, if I'd talked about this, I would have had his hot girlfriend too.
Yeah. That was funny. Yeah.
You know, I keep seeing those memes and I still haven't even looked to see what his girlfriend
looks
like.
She's a pretty girl. What does she
look like?
Like,
is she a rainbow?
I actually don't think so.
Okay.
Is she?
No, I don't
remember. It was a while ago that I saw it. She's a very pretty girl.
But yeah, no, I saw that those memes and I was just laughing. That's just like a side thing. But also, like, I think it's one of those things that if you've never even been in tune to caring about information, you just never get it. Like, for example, the only reason I'm okay with the news is because when I was younger, my dad used to put the news at 6 on all the time, you know, like RT News 6, whatever. And then I'd see it then, like, I didn't really care for it, obviously, as a kid too much. But then, obviously, like, it didn't make me numb to it either.
Okay. Okay.
You know, like, because I was having some exposure. Mm-hmm. So then, and then obviously as I grew up, I love money. Everyone knows that. And I want to be financially free. So like me looking to financial news made me interested in information in general. And I think I'm generally myself a very like inquisitive person. I love learning new things and whatever. And like the news gives me new sources of information.
Yeah.
You know, not necessarily like, oh, learning whatever, but mm-hmm. sometimes it does. And sometimes it's like just information that's just nice mm-hmm. to know and stuff. So like, I think if you're not of that, any of those mindsets, it's kind of hard for you but to get
like,
into the news.
What kind of mindset are you? Because there's so like even like
people who literally TikTok, just live right? day to day.
But the thing is, there's people like say like you're watching TikTok, right? And there's people sharing their like I don't know lives from in I don't know Brazil, right?
Brazil.
That's you keeping up with what's happening in the world, and I see that as
is
like
it really though?
Like if it's like some like person going through their lives, I think.
But
like,
that's not news.
But no, but it's. Kind of is like say what's happening in Palestine, right?
Okay, that's different though because that's targeted. Like I'm saying, like you, someone doing a vlog about me living in Brazil does not like it saying like what's the going on in the world because they're not really telling you about the economic state of Brazil.
Like what I mean is when it's informative. Like I'm not just saying like a vlog. Yeah, like let me go get boba and eat.
That's what most of it is.
But
though.
Okay, a lot of it is like that. But I'm just saying like okay, I've seen vlogs from Palestine. I've seen vlogs from Israel. I've seen vlogs from like a lot of different countries that have helped me see through the lens of the people living
but
there.
But that's so different because there's currently something going on. There's nothing going on in Brazil right now where I just...
Well, there's a lot going on there.
You know, I mean like...
They're doing hella marketing for Brazil.
Yeah, obviously. But you know what I mean? And it's as if like they're not really like having something that's making them all be like, oh yeah,
no,
this is what's going on.
But here's the thing, like, right? They had the whole festival there recently. Mm-hmm. That would have made their news. That would have been on their television, okay?
Yeah, but obviously,
so,
like
anything that's going on in the world, like
that's different. But if you're talking about that, then yeah, everyone does that. Everyone does that.
Yeah,
I
but
think,
that's what. But like, obviously, okay.
That's what I'm saying. You like, have to be specific because that's too general. Because everyone does that. Everyone scrolls on TikTok, sees what's going
yeah,
on, and they move on.
Like what's yeah, going like, here.
But
I
it's
think
not
it's
the
like
same.
The depth as well, right? Like the
depth
of,
matters because that's yeah. so surface level. Depth matters.
Okay, then
it's not
if
the
I were
same.
To narrow it down, then I would say it's important to keep up with the current economic, social climate. Of your country, I guess.
At least, anyway.
At least. Because I feel like there's a lot of people who know more about the economic climate of another country than their own.
Which makes sense. Because America's pretty hot
yeah.
stuff. You know, everyone listens to it. Obviously, and what happens is America kind of has a knock-on effect to happen, affect other countries and stuff.
Like
so,
Congo.
Like, for, huh? Like what?
Like Congo.
Oh, yeah. But also, I was going to say, like, for example, the TikTok ban. And how now, like, mm-hmm. Germany is considering banning TikTok, and that's going to have a, if, like it's about to be on the president's table, and he has to sign it, if that goes through, and they decide to actually ban TikTok, mm-hmm. because let's say TikTok doesn't sell off to, like, some American company, or switch off into an American company, other European companies are like, maybe we should, you know, they're like,
we
China,
too.
We don't really like China, let's also ban TikTok.
Yeah, no, it's... Important stuff, okay?
Yeah.
Keep in tune with the news. I don't even know what we were talking about before the news.
Music.
Oh.
And then you're asking
no,
me
I was
about,
asking you,
about,
yeah,
exactly.
Listening, quiet. Appreciate, are you appreciating more quiet time?
Yeah, I didn't appreciate it. How about yourself? How was, going on that topic, Ramadan, how was it for you? How was your introspective month and everything, and what'd you get out of it?
It was very, very good. I did.
Oh, side note, I fasted 13 days. Just saying.
You did.
Yeah.
Well done to you. Obviously, it,
health
it's,
reasons.
It's a lot more difficult on your body. So, for me, it was honestly like such a breeze, and I'm so grateful to be able to say that. You know, like last Ramadan taught me a lot, you know, like, and so did this one, and from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. I think at the start I was looking for the same kind of, you know, kind of like feeling grateful moments that I was from the last one.
Yeah.
But I wasn't experiencing that, and I was getting more frustrated because I was like, am I just not like as
in tune
or like what's going on? But I don't think, like, I really had to sit myself down and try to figure out, like, what was up. And I think I've kept that on with me since last year, and I've been like a grateful person overall. Mm. So I can't re-find something that I've already found.
You can't get more than what you've already gotten.
You know what I mean? So I, instead, what I focused my like perception on was like being able to have like a healthy body during this month, because that's become like a really big theme this Ramadan of like, I was able to, you know, fast throughout the whole day without like feeling dizzy or like, you know, like tired or, you know, anything like that. And I was doing a lot more strenuous activity than it was last year. I think last year I was like, oh, let me take it easy. Let me do whatever.
Yeah, you kind of just sit at home
like conserve energy.
Yeah.
And this year I was like, no, our bodies can take so much more than this. And it's just really put into perspective of like, you know, having access to like being grateful that I have access to such a good diet and being able to like eat well and like take care of my body. So I like feel like I really pushed it to its limit. Like we were doing daily walks and like I was running. I picked up running during Ramadan, you know, like after I was eating, and I was going to the gym in the mornings and lifting like half the stuff that I was like, I didn't go as hard, but I was there without water and I was like fine, you know? So it was just kind of like, a like awoken moment of I can push myself harder than I am.
Push your body,
I can push my body a lot harder, because I have all the resources to be able to like fuel it, right? So I think it was just a lot more focused on that this year.
And then we know based off your TikTok that you started one TikTok again and two cooking a bunch of things. How was that for you?
How was the meal?
I enjoyed the meals, but you as the cooker and the TikToker, what was it like for you?
Yeah, first day of Ramadan, I was just like, let me record this. Like, let me just record it.
So you didn't go into Ramadan thinking you were going to do that? It just happened.
It just happened. It just so happened because I was like, oh my God, like this is fun. This is a fun time in my life, you know, like a beautiful period where I want to record this, even if it's for myself. And the more days went by, the more, you know, I was trying new things, recording more recipes, recording my life more. And I just kind of like started falling in love a little bit with the process of posting again on TikTok. And because for a while I felt a little bit like uninspired. You know,
the creativity juices were lacking.
They were lacking. And I was like, my life isn't interesting enough or whatever. And during that time, I was like, you know, my life is interesting. You know, like I don't have to do much to
post about it
because I watch the most mundane things on TikTok. You know what I mean? So I'm like,
not me, though.
I'm enjoying this. Like, I'll post this out there. And it's been really fun. I've been posting a lot more. And we have more stuff planned. And it's just really enjoyable, I think.
So, you got the tea here first, guys. Nicoletta's returning. Well, she's already returned, but she's doing a full-on send return to TikTok.
Yeah.
You know, 130. How many? Did you lose, like, 20,000 followers? You have, or say you have 100, like, probably. 40,000, 50,000 followers?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know, because to me those are not real, like
they're not real, guys.
No, as in like they're not watching my stuff. Most people don't even know that they follow me, like,
yeah, they do not remember, like,
ever.
They probably, their following page is probably filled with a bunch of people and they just
like
lost.
Mine,
yeah, exactly,
you know?
You're lost in the sauce. Not mine, guys. My following page is actually very small because most of the people I follow are just friends, so I can send them TikToks. Okay. And they don't post. There's literally like, I think like 4 or 5 people that post on my follow list. So I actually get.
I follow so many accounts. I cannot keep track.
That's too many accounts.
Like, I think there's like
free yourself.
Over 1,000. Like,
free yourself.
No, because I don't even know who it's there. And if they come up, I'm like, oh, cool. I'll watch their stuff. Cool. I'll watch their stuff, you know? Yeah. I'm not mad about it. So, yeah.
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 No. But yeah, we are actually doing.
I'm planning a little series.
Yeah, we're doing a little bit more. You guys will see about how that goes. I've kind of come out of my shell a little bit. I don't really like recording. A lot of you guys know this. You know, I'm like closed off like this. You know, even look at me. I'm closing off my body language. I'm not opening it up, you know. But I don't really enjoy recording that much. It's not really my scene. But I am trying to get better because I am realizing that I am somewhat in a public space. Like, I guess having like over 80,000 people follow you on Instagram, seeing the podcast clips is gonna do that. And then obviously
I want myself also, like, I do like creative stuff and I do like enjoy it, but I think I just don't put myself out there. So I'm gonna try Aiden her stuff, and then maybe based off that I'll do some stuff myself. You guys will see a lot less of me than you'll see of her anyway. But it's a start.
Yeah, I agree, and I'm really excited for it. I think it's almost like there's a goal that we can see, like a timeline. So it's always, I think, if you're thinking to start posting online, definitely have like a, I want to do this for like this long.
Yeah.
Because for me during Ramadan, I was like, let me do this for Ramadan.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
It became longer and bigger and bigger and bigger also.
Start somewhere. Just start.
Start with a day, a week.
Start, guys. Just start. And Drake, please respond.
Please, we're waiting.
I want more hot sauce in my life when it comes to the rap game. The sauce. Is it crazy? It's très magnifique. That's what I'm looking for. Bro. All right, guys.
I hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
Subscribe to the Patreon. Thank you.
Till next time.
Peace.